Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today is Friday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, February 13th, 2026. Our Gospel passage today comes from Mark, where he writes, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. The gospel today places us on the road with Jesus as he leaves the district of Tyre, passes through Sidon, and comes to the Sea of Galilee into the territory of the Decapolis. On a map, this looks almost inefficient, an indirect route, a widening arc rather than a straight line. But in the Gospel, geography is never accidental. Jesus is tracing with his own footsteps the widening horizon of God's mercy. Tyre and Sidon were Gentile regions. The Decapolis was a league of 10 predominantly Gentile cities. By his movement alone, Jesus is proclaiming something before he even speaks. The gospel cannot be contained within ethnic, religious, or cultural boundaries. The Messiah of Israel is also the Savior of the world. After this journey, people begin to bring to him a man who is deaf and has a speech impediment. Notice the tenderness of the scene. The man does not come on his own. He is brought by others. Faith here is communal. When one cannot hear or speak rightly, the community intercedes, begging Jesus to lay his hand upon him. The Church has always understood herself in this role, carrying the wounded, the voiceless, the spiritually deaf into the presence of Christ. In the verses that follow, which the Church often proclaims together with today's passage, Jesus takes the man aside away from the crowd. He touches his ears and tongue, looks up to heaven and sighs. This sigh, so easy to overlook, is deeply revealing. It is the sigh of divine compassion, the breath of God grieving over all that sin and suffering have distorted in his creation. Christ does not heal mechanically. He heals personally. He enters into the weight of our brokenness. The deafness in this man is more than physical. It mirrors a deeper human condition. How often do we fail to hear the voice of God because our hearts are clogged with fear, resentment, or self-reliance? How often is our speech impaired, not because we lack words, but because we lack truth, charity, or courage? We may hear sounds, but not listen. We may speak, but not bless. And yet Jesus crosses borders for this man. He crosses literal borders, and he crosses the invisible borders we erect around ourselves. I'm too far gone. This is not for me. God belongs to others, not to someone like me. The gospel today quietly dismantles all such lies. There is no territory Christ will not enter, no language he will not speak, no wound he will not touch. This is the universality of the gospel, not a vague inclusivity, but a costly incarnate mercy that goes looking for those who cannot find their way on their own. The Decapolis becomes a place of revelation. The Gentile lands become holy ground. The margins become the center. For us, this gospel asks uncomfortable questions. Where are the Decapolis places we avoid? People, conversations, wounds we would rather not approach, those deafness or broken speech do we quietly dismiss because it complicates our lives. If the Church is truly Catholic, meaning universal, then she must be willing, like her Lord, to take the longer road. Finally, notice the humility of the healed man. He does not preach. He simply receives. Healing begins not with eloquence, but with surrender. Before we can proclaim the gospel, we must allow Christ to open our ears to his word and loosen our tongues in praise. Today we ask for the grace to hear anew, to speak rightly, and to follow Christ wherever he chooses to go, even when the path widens beyond what feels familiar or safe. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you left the familiar paths and entered foreign lands so that no one would remain outside the reach of your mercy. Touch our ears that we may truly hear your word. Touch our tongues, that we may speak with truth, humility, and love. Remove from us the deafness of fear and the speechlessness born of indifference. Make your Church ever more Catholic, wide in compassion, bold in charity, and faithful in carrying the wounded to you. May we never place borders where you have placed mercy, and may our lives proclaim by word and deed that you are the Savior of all. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return each day to my hermitage, where we break open the word and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.